This is Chris from What the Fuck Are You Watching? And I'm joined by my good friends, Bones and Brianna. And we have with us today somebody that has been affected and hurt by those terrorists over at Sick on Cinema. And I think it is time to bring these injustices to the light and to the forefront. We have Spooky Celluloid in the house tonight to recount the travesties that were inflicted upon him at Cinema Wasteland in October of 2025.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you. It's really hard. I thought they were my friends. They told me. It all started in June. I told them I was going to Wasteland. It was exciting to see them again because I had seen them at FrankenCon as I usually do. And usually in FrankenCon, they're pretty nice, you know? They're surrounded by their family. They're hiding the true monsters that they are. And then they asked me if I was going to go to Wasteland. I said, yeah, I was excited, you know, see the boys, see Urshel. And we got a room together. I told them, like, hey guys, I don't really have a lot of money right now. Could we wait for payment? And John, being the manipulator that he is, said, yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Spooky. I take care of that, you know? I got big dollar money, but big dollar store money. I can take care of you. And then when I got in Ohio, I got early. I had to get my own room, you know, no, not a problem. Bones guided me to my room, put me to bed. Bones is a good guy. He didn't touch me. And then the next day, John pulled me into the room. He's like, you know, Spooky, nothing in life is free. I said, I know, John. I know, John. He said, sit your fucking twink ass on the bed. I don't like to use that type of language usually. I'm not a vulgar person, as you guys know. He said, sit your fucking ass, you twink bitch, on the couch. I said, Jesus Christ, John. That's very vulgar of you. I thought you were a Baptist. He said, I'll baptize your fucking throat with my semen. He didn't say semen, but I don't want to get too crude. I know this is a family podcast. So I listened to him. I sat on the chair. And he took out his gut first, which, guys, this is not funny. I'm a victim in all this. And under that gut was a very, very, very veiny penis. Not small, very big, very large. And he said, now you know what to do with it. This room is not going to pay itself, bitch. And then Matt came in and said, oh, we're porking that twink. Like, I don't want to go into too much details of what happened next, but let's just say that they took advantage of me being French by doing an Eiffel Tower. That's my story.
It is so wonderful that you came on as a victim of Sick on Cinema. Those disgusting Tennessee Butter Boys ruined all of your holes. I am so sorry. It's disgusting.
No, you think they're your friends until you have to share a room with them. And you don't want to pay that $40.
Now, Spooky, you were incapacitated during all this. They filled you full of cheese and liquor.
Mm-hmm. Matt paid for my Kurder burger too, which is, as a lactose intolerant person, that knocks you on the floor, so you're unable to move.
Right. As an eyewitness to some of the proceedings that happened, I was there on that first night, and I remember them. They were passing you around to all their friends, mm-hmm. and they were just having their way with you. Mm-hmm. I remember saying, like, they're raping that boy over there.
Yes.
And, yes. They
it's important to say that was Matt and John and not Bones and Goblin raping me at that point. Just want to make that. I know they've said otherwise, but don't believe their lies.
Yeah, you're right. That is an important clarification. Thank you for that. And I pointed it out to everybody around me, like, that as a problem, and we need to stop it. And they laughed at me and said, he's French, it's fine. Mm-hmm. And
you know how they are in the South, right? Other cultures, they're not tolerant to them. As one YouTuber once said, and I agree fully, when somebody's from Appalachia, they have to prove to you that they're not racist. And that goes with them, too.
Yeah, I just want to really apologize. I've kind of feel like I could have done more in that situation.
But we talked about this several times about how Matt and John pretend to be blameless victims in the sense of racism. And they're actually the cause of it.
I think, and if also, it wasn't for those two guys, racism would not be an issue in America right now.
Exactly. Sikon Sima hurt this poor, poor, poor French boy. This is disgusting, dehumanizing, atrocious. Sikon Sima should not be able to touch children or foreign people ever.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. And, you know, I remember I was walking down the hallway of that motel, and I passed their room, and I heard... Wee wee, bitch. And I can only imagine what you were going through in that moment.
They shoved the baguette up my rectum. They used butter as lubricant.
As is their modus operandi.
John told me to get under his folds. I have no idea how much those belly buttons smell horrible. They're very deep.
Now, during my research into... the Sick on Cinema podcast, I have discovered a pattern how they seem to enjoy shitting up their own backs. And I was wondering if maybe there was like scat play involved.
That's more Matt. I think Matt enjoys, as they vulgarly say, shit. I mean, he told me and that confidentiality, but I think I can say it, that he watched Kusa every night, and that was the only way he could ever get erect now. So as they were Eiffel towering me, Kusa was playing in the background, which was strange, but also arousing.
I can see that. And, you know, I think you should not be ashamed of that. A lot of victims of rape have orgasms. It's just a natural body thing.
You beautiful, beautiful human being. I'm so sorry that you are a victim of these disgusting degenerates. Yes. These Tennessee disgusting southern fried fats have ruined you.
Like, I know John plays all innocent, but I have to mention he owns every single Nikatsu release from Impulse Picture. If that doesn't tell you what he thinks of sexuality, it should.
Right, baby.
There it is.
I
saw him. He gave a 5 to Zoom Up Rape Site, I might add.
Well, Spooky, I just want to thank you for your bravery here tonight.
Thank you for inviting me and letting me expose those two honestly vile human beings.
Absolutely, man. And, I just want to tell you, you will always, always have a warm home here at What the Fuck Are You Watching? I know those guys are very picky with their guests and who they invite on and who's in the club, who's in the Diddy Club, basically.
They're building a roster of people they can touch.
Yeah, I heard them mention something about an island.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to get out of Tennessee, not just simply to own an island. However, due to their money issues, they can only own a fucking Facebook Marketplace $2.
Absolutely.
But John does have connections for baby oil. That is, as a dollar store capitalist, he does own a lot of baby oil.
No, he does. The amount of stock he owns in baby oil is extremely.
Every convention I've been to, he pulls out a 5-gallon barrel of a KY lubricant.
Okay, that makes sense to me because, like, he was very greasy.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't just the sheets or the walking.
He pretended to get drunk to take advantage of the drunk boys that were around him.
Okay. It's all coming together.
But thank you for having me. Thank you
absolutely
for letting me expose the whole
thing. We are so proud that you were such a strong male human being to speak your truth and speak your story. You're wonderful.
Absolutely.
And I know that this Franken-Con, I will wear a garment.
Not be ready.
Wear a chastity belt.
I will wear a chastity belt.
Take measures.
Absolutely. And I just want to say you're always welcome here at What the Fuck Are You Watching. If you ever want to watch a movie with us and just feel, warm and welcome and not in a rapey way, we're always here for you.
Thank you.
We love you and we support you.
Thank you. I will. Honestly, that's why I stopped YouTube after that trauma. I couldn't.
Yeah, I can see that. It's very hard to do. Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm sure it was very hard for you to relay this story, but we will get it out there to the world. And honestly, if you're still listening to Sick on Cinema in 2026, I really think you are the problem. You are the reason the U.S. has invaded Venezuela.
Okay, Bones gets emotional whenever Venezuela is mentioned.
He has nervous laughter problems. He laughs when he's uncomfortable.
It's called retardum syndrome.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm retarded.
That's going to wrap it up for this What the Fuck Are You Watching special report. Thank you for listening. Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
I was molested in the little boys' room.
Bye, bitch.
I didn't know free meant having to blow you an uncle and a nephew. Well, I am actually scared of fat people, so that checks out.
Then how'd you stay in their room?
They forced me, Brian.